Our guest in the cafe this morning is the manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, Paul Voss. Good morning.
Morning, John Mark. How are you?
I'm wonderful. As we speak, you will be in Austin for the Hunt County Days. This is not an annual thing, but I guess a biannual thing when the legislature's in
session. When the legislature's in session, we do that. We've been planning for the Hunt County Governmental Affairs Committee as it starts to work about really a year before the legislature comes up, and committee chairs start working on various projects, various things to promote Hunt County, and we have some standing committees, and of course we have not the first, but we have one on economic development, we have one on education K-12, we have a higher education one. We have home health care. We have infrastructure, taxation, tourism, and transportation. And for the last three series of legislatures, for the last almost 5 years, I've been in charge of the one for transportation. Of course, that was my my bailiwick for 45 years.
You were a truck driver.
I know, was in management for trucking for a long, long time as well. And close to that. And the steering committee for transportation for Hunt County is one of my passions as well. And so we know a lot about what's going on in Hunt County, about what we need in Hunt County, and so that's one of the things that we, and it affects commerce, of course, but you know, it's one of the Hunt County genre of being a county seat. And Interstate 30 coming right through, there's six major roads that run right through Greenville. They don't all run through Commerce, but they run through Greenville. And we feel that we need to go, and we write position papers to take to the legislature. And we've been meeting for about 5 or 6 months with Bob Hall and with Dan Flynn. And,
state senator and state representative.
Yes, and to give them all the before the session actually starts, they're planning on what they're going to bring before the legislature. And so you can't wait till Hunt County Days in February and go say, hey, this is what we want, you know. And I would urge anybody in our listening area that if you want to be involved in something with government, that actually you can, it's a hands-on thing. It's not wringing your hands going, hey, they're not doing what I want them to do. Then get involved with this. You know, maybe not this year, but next year, for the following session, get involved in it and say, "Hey, look, I have a voice. I'm on a committee. I want to know what, and I want them to know what's going on in Commerce. I want them to know what's going on in Fairleigh. I want them to know what's going on in Campbell and Cumbie and everything else. You know, it's just one of those things that it's hands on." And it's a lot of fun, and it's something that's really very worthwhile.
We're talking with Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber of Commerce manager. So it's a large group of people from Hunt County that go down there. And since you've already been in contact with our state representative and our state senator going back quite some time, you spend most of your time talking with other people who are not familiar with Hunt County.
That's exactly
and
right.
Making the case for the things that you want. What are three or four big things that you're trying to get accomplished?
Well, for me, for transportation, one of the things that we I'll give you some bullet points. Some of the things are not Hunt County, but they're Hunt County related. Mm-hmm. And one of the big things is to expand the bridges over Lake Ray Hubbard. I mean, you know, anybody who works in Dallas knows that you hit a bottleneck there every day. That's one of the things to establish a corridor around that. It's a totally different issue.
I saw a video that is illustrating a proposed expansion of I-30 across the lake there recently.
Right. Yeah. Well, and between Lake Ray Hubbard and Lake Levan, there's a road. There's an old railroad bed runs through there.
Yeah.
Which would make a great place to run another road off of 66 highway. Yep. And would come out in Saxey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just there's lots of options for that. Expansion of the finish of construction between I-20 and Cooper. That's been going on for how long? We do not have a four-lane road yet, and they keep working on it and keep working on it and keep working on it. And we want to light a fire under them to get this going, because it's good for transportation. It's good for moving trucks on and off of I-30.
Now, are you talking about Highway 24?
Yes, Highway 24.
Of course, they have done a lot of work, but
it's been ongoing forever, and it just the funds keep holding it up. And so, you know, let the funds go and let us go on and get that road open.
Now, you said I-20 in Cooper. You meant I-30 in Cooper?
I-24. I-30 in Cooper.
Right.
To tie in.
Yeah.
If we put a truck on the road in Laredo, Texas, and he's going to Kansas City, the only bottleneck they have is between Commerce and Cooper.
Yeah.
And so, what do you do? Let's open it up. Let's run the traffic through. There's lots of other things that we need to do on that. Explore the commuter train traffic. If there's a possibility, we got Blackland Railroad running right into Sachse right now.
So Paul and many others, as we speak, are at Hunt County Days and representing interest of the county in Austin. And I'm sure if someone wanted to participate in this in the future, they'd get in contact with you at the chamber.
Absolutely.
You tell them exactly how to get involved.
Absolutely.
All right, great. Paul Voss, manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, thank you for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you, John Mark.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.